Norwegian opera singer Lisa Davidsen is on the edge of superstardom. Her voice has been described as one in a million, but surprisingly, the 35-year-old singer never even saw an opera until she was 20 years old. Jeff London has her story.
Lisa Davidsen has a commanding stage presence, her charisma, her height, her acting, and then there's that voice.
She really is in sort of a world of her own.
Peter Gelb is general manager of the Metropolitan Opera, where Davidsen is singing three leading roles this season.
This is a voice that seems to be miraculous in that it is unlike any voice that I've heard in my tenure at the Met. I really see her being kind of the vocal flagship of the Met in the decades to come.
It's been quite a trip for Davidsen, who grew up in a non-musical family in a small town in Norway, where she was more interested in playing handball until she discovered singing in high school choirs and Christmas pageants. She even learned guitar in the hopes of becoming a singer-songwriter.
There was something about singing that I found a place where I could talk about some things.
You remember me well.
That's teenage Lisa Davidsen singing a song by Sting from a family video. She became serious enough about music that she went to conservatory in Bergen and thought she'd sing Baroque music as an alto soloist with small ensembles. But when she continued her studies in Copenhagen, her voice teacher saw bigger and higher things for her.
She realized for me that, no, you are a soprano. And I was like, okay. So with her, I discovered the world of opera.
Davidsen immersed herself in study, learning vocal technique, how to connect her body to her voice, how to act on stage.
I remember, like, oh yes, this is it. This is where I want to be. Because then I felt more comfortable on stage. And I was like, this is not Lisa. This is the character that I want to play. And to be able to do that is a gift in a way.
Shortly after she graduated in 2015, Davidsen won two major vocal competitions. And all of a sudden, the world came calling. The Royal Opera House, Bayreuth, the Met. She's recorded a couple albums of opera excerpts and, after recovering from COVID, an album of art songs by Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg with her fellow countryman, pianist Leif Ove Andsnes.
Her voice is dark and velvety and dramatic and big, but flexible, and it can do all sorts of things.
Davidsen is currently starring in Richard Strauss's Ariadne auf Naxos at the Met, where she is playing both a comic prima donna and a regal princess. Marek Janowski is the conductor.
It's absolutely clear that if everything goes normally in her career, she will be, say, in about 3 to 5 years, one of the very important, real, heavyweight Wagnerian sopranos.
Lisa Davidsen sees those big roles, Brunhilde, Isolde, as well as roles in dramatic Italian operas, in her future, too. But only when she feels ready to do them.
I plan with things that I think are right. So like with these roles, I feel that I could in theory work on them tomorrow. But that doesn't mean it's right to do now. I need more time, I need to study them properly.
Every major dramatic soprano role that she wants to do is hers, as far as I'm concerned.
Metropolitan Opera General Manager Peter Gelb.
She basically has the key to the Met.
Which Davidson says is kind of crazy for a singer who'd never even seen an opera until 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's surreal. Sometimes I need to pinch my arm and just remind myself of that.
Lisa Davidson will be performing live on the stage of the Met in a benefit concert for Ukraine, which will be broadcast by many NPR stations tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.